The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you,
Lord. Jesus addressed this parable to those who were convinced of their own righteousness and despised everyone else. Two people went up to the temple area to pray. One was a Pharisee and the other was a tax collector. The Pharisee took up his position and spoke this prayer to himself. O God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity, greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week, and I pay tithes on my whole income. But the tax collector stood off at a distance and would not even raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast and prayed, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, the latter went home justified, not the former. For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord. Once, a wandering parishioner boasted to his pastor, I never come to this church for Sunday Mass. Perhaps you have noticed that, Father? The pastor replied, Yes, I have noticed that. Well, he said, the reason I don't come is that there are so many hypocrites here. The pastor smiled and replied, Oh, don't let that keep you away. There is always room for one more. The parable that we heard in the gospel was mainly intended to convict the Pharisee who proudly proclaimed that he obeyed all the rules and regulations of the Jewish law, but ignored the Mosaic precepts of mercy and compassion. The Pharisees were looked upon as devout, law-abiding citizens and models of righteousness, but they were proud and self-righteous. The tax collectors, on the other hand, were the most hated group in the whole of Israel because they collaborated with the Romans, collected tax for them, and also they became rich by cheating their own people. Hence, they were considered by their fellow Jews as traitors and sinners. The Pharisee is what he claims himself to be, a good man who faithfully kept the law, even going beyond what the law requires. But his problem was his pride in his own goodness that made him self-righteous and treat others with contempt. The tax collector is what he says he is, a big sinner who is in need of God's mercy. Both of them got what they asked for. The Pharisee got what he asked for, nothing. While the sinner got what he asked for, God's mercy. Jesus presents the Pharisee not justified, not because all that he spoke about himself were not true, but just because his pride in his own goodness led him to justify himself and despise everyone else. He considered himself alone righteous as against the rest of humanity, who in his sight were adulterous, dishonest, and greedy. Thanking God was only a disguise for him to proclaim himself as righteous and classify others as sinners. His pride leaves him so full of himself that there is no room for God in his life. On the other hand, we see the tax collector pleading for the mercy of God in all humility. In the first reading taken from the book of Sirach, we heard the prayer of the lowly pierces the clouds to reach the unseen throne of God. The sincere prayer of the tax collector, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner, that rose from a humble and contrite heart, made him justified before God. Therefore, humility is all what counts. There is nothing wrong in counting our merits. We need to acknowledge them with gratitude to God. Instead, if we let our merits and goodness make us proud and leads us to treat others with contempt, we still stand unjustified before God. A news reporter once asked Saint Mother Teresa if she had ever been tempted to be proud. Mother Teresa asked back with a smile, "Proud about what?" The reporter replied, "Well, about all the wonderful things you have been doing for the poorest of the poor." There came her answer, "I never knew I had done anything. It was God who worked in and through my sisters and volunteers." True humility is what differentiates a saint from a sinner. Being proud of our goodness, talents, reputation and fame, or our achievements and accomplishments in life can be used by the devil to tempt us to take credit for ourselves and to justify ourselves. On the other hand, these should be acknowledged with gratitude as God's doing, as Saint Paul says in his letter to Timothy. Totally relying on the grace of God, he was able to pour out his life as a libation, fighting the good fight, running his race to the finish, ever keeping the faith. He neither took credit for his accomplishments, nor did he accuse others for their failure to stand by him in his struggles and pains. Instead, in all humility, he acknowledged God as the source of strength for his ministry, saying, "The Lord stood by me and gave me strength." Today, we are reminded that all the good that we do and all the prayers we make will find no justification before God if they are motivated by self-righteous attitude and contempt for others. Our goodness should never be a reason to despise others. When we brag about our achievements, giving no credit for God, when we seek praise and recognition from others, and when we go about with a despising attitude towards others, we become the proud Pharisee. If we are too full of ourselves, too proud and self-righteous, there is no room for God's grace in us. Therefore, let us evict the pride Pharisee in us, and then cry out like the tax collector in all humility, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ.